Hi, everybody. Welcome to the Modern Dog Podcast with your host, Kate Sekcheski. Tonight, I wanted to do a meditation for you. So I haven't recorded one in a while. tonight, we're going to do a visualization. So many of us who are living with dogs might not have the dog that you envisioned. When you got a dog, you might have been thinking that you'd be able to do certain things with your dog, or that certain things wouldn't happen. But that might not be the reality of the dog that you currently have. And that is okay. You didn't do anything wrong. It's not your fault. Dogs are complicated, especially if you get them from a rescue or a shelter, because they often have unknown histories, meaning that we don't know what their life was like before they came to us. The breed descriptions are not always correct. Shelter and rescue people try their best to figure out what kind of a breed a dog might be, but you can't always tell 100% just by looking at a dog what kind of breeds might be in their history. And it's really important to know that. Knowing the types of breed that your dog is can give you insight into what their characteristics might be, or what they might enjoy doing, or what might be very hard for them to deal with. For instance, I have a few clients right now that have Belgian Malinois dogs. And they're beautiful, wonderful dogs, and they're beautiful, wonderful families, but they didn't quite realize what it meant to have a Belgian Malinois. So some of the things that they're experiencing are a little overwhelming for them. But the things that they are experiencing are very normal for Belgian Malinois dogs. So with that in mind, we're going to do a visualization of what your life could be like with your dog. So not really thinking about what's going on right now or the stresses that you've may already have experienced, but we're going to open our minds and our hearts to envisioning the qualities of our dog that we love and what we would like to be able to do with our dogs. Now, keeping in mind, if we want to be able to go to the pub or the bar and hang out on the patio with our dogs, and our dog is not quite suited for that activity, visualizing you being able to do that with your dog might not prove to be successful. If you want to socialize with your dog or be able to go places and sit out with them, you could try doing it in a different way, perhaps going to a park, taking a picnic lunch, and meeting a friend, and sitting in a quiet place away from a lot of people or dogs or kids. So you could still be able to sit outside and enjoy being with friends and having your dog there socializing, just not in an incredibly busy, overwhelming place like a pub or a bar. Okay, so let's get started. So I would like for you to have a seat or lay down in whatever position is most comfortable for you. Close your eyes and take a big, deep in-breath. And on the out-breath, just blow it out. And feel your body release that breath and let your body let go. We'll take another big, deep in-breath and let it go, letting your body drop the breath as you breathe out. Let's do one more of those. Take a nice deep in-breath and let it out. Just let it come out forcefully almost. Okay, good. So next, I want you to feel the weight of your body sitting on your chair or laying on your couch or your bed or the floor. Just feel the surface that your body is in contact with. Feel that surface supporting you and holding you up. Let your body feel heavy. Being able to let go and release your back muscles, your leg muscles, your bum, your shoulders, your feet, and your neck. It's melting into the surface that your body is in contact with. You don't have to carry anything right now or worry about anything. The surface that you're in contact with is supporting you. Okay, so next, I want you to keep breathing. And try to do deep belly breaths, feeling your belly expand as you breathe in and go within as you breathe out. Take a few deep belly breaths. Feel your rib cage expanding. You can feel the sides of your back expanding as you breathe in. And then you can feel your back, your sides, and your belly contracting as you breathe out. Now that we're feeling settled, relaxed, comforted, and safe, we can start thinking about our dog. Bring them into your mind's eye. See them sitting in their favorite location. They're sitting and relaxed. Their mouth is slightly open. Maybe their tongue is hanging out. Their eyes are soft. Their ears are relaxed. And they're not worrying about anything right now. They are breathing. Relaxed and living in the moment. Imagine that you're outside with your dog in a safe place, whether that's in your backyard, by the water, in the woods, or on your porch, wherever your dog is comfortable. So we're visualizing our dog sitting or laying down in their favorite place. Now, like I said, I don't want you to see your dog as they are right now if you're struggling with them. But let's try to see them happy, calm, and relaxed. Envision your dog with loose body language, laying down, maybe laying on their side, or even laying with their feet up in the air on their backs. And your dog is able to just lay there and relax while the world is going by. Imagine that you're sitting outside and the neighborhood has families out. People are walking. Kids might be out. You might hear the sound of another dog barking. And cars might be moving. And while all of this activity is going on around you, your dog is laying there. He's relaxed, not bothered by anything. Letting everything happen around them. And being perfectly contented to just relax. The kids might be walking by and your dog looks at them, notices them, and looks back at you. It doesn't get up, doesn't move, doesn't seem to care if the kids are in the neighborhood. We hear another dog barking a few houses away. Your dog tilts his head in the direction of the bark, listens, and then goes back to what he was doing. He's looking at the grass, looking at you, or closing his eyes. Perfectly okay letting the dog bark in the other yard. Next, we can envision having a guest come over. Your guest comes in, comes into your yard. Your dog glances over. Maybe he gets up and walks over to you and your guest. He walks over very calmly with loose body language. Just to say hello. He might sniff you and your guest. Sniff at your hands and sniff your legs. Look into your faces. And then he walks away as if to say, okay, hi. Hi there. I've greeted you. I've sniffed you. I know who you are. I'm going to go back to my spot because I don't need to worry about this right now. Everything is okay. There are no threats. Nothing I need to be alarmed about. Nothing I need to be guarding or watching. Everything is perfectly calm and as it should be. See your dog feeling that nothing is stressing them out. They don't need to worry about anything. They know that you have got it. If anything were to arise, you've got this. And your dog can relax, feeling confident that you can take care of the situation. They don't need to be on guard. They don't need to be alarmed. They're confident that you have everything under control. Relax in the peace that this visualization may have created for you. Relax in knowing that your dog is confident and not worrying about a thing. Feel the peace that comes with knowing that you have control over the situation. Whatever the situation is, you have control over it. You've got this. You've stepped up. And your dog can take a break. Feel the release of stress rolling off of your dog's shoulders. The breath that he can breathe. Knowing that he doesn't have to worry about anything. Feel that lightness in his heart. And in his spirit, that he can just be in this moment. He can be there listening to the birds, watching squirrels, hearing cars. And having a guest over. And be totally at peace with the moment. Breathe into that lightness that you feel. Seeing your dog being able to breathe easy, being able to have space within themselves, breathe in, feeling that same connectedness with the moment, feeling the breeze around you, hearing the birds chirp, hearing kids playing, knowing that you're perfectly safe. And you're perfectly comfortable in your space. Take a few more breaths, relaxing and breathing in that deep, wonderful peace. Make sure to continue visualizing your dog as you're doing this, also in their place of complete oneness and peace with the environment around them. Breathe together. Imagine your breath moving at the same time as your dog's breath, very slowly, deeply, feeling the in-breath throughout your body, and feeling that exhalation as it leaves your whole body. Take one more breath. Breathing in slowly with your dog. And then letting it out. Right, take a moment to feel your body. Again, as we get ready to come back to the world, feel that support of the ground beneath you. Start to wiggle your toes, roll your ankles, bend your knees, move your hips from side to side, move your back maybe in a circle from one side and then to another as we're getting ready to get back into our bodies and come back into the physical world. Rotate your shoulders. Scrunch your shoulders up. And then let them go. Move your arms in circles forward and back. Make fists with your hands. And then open up your hands. Make a fist and open up your hands again. And then we can rotate our head around our neck in one direction and then rotating again in the other direction. Next, we're going to take our palms together and we're going to rub our hands together as if we're drying them after we wash them and create a little warmth in your palms and then take your palms and cup your eyes. So each hand will be cupping over one of your eyes and we're gonna gently open our eyes up into this covered space to slowly let the daylight in. All right. Well, I hope that you feel relaxed and you had a successful visualization, feeling that calmness with your dog. And I hope to hear from you soon. So have a wonderful evening.